welcome to our first Melrose Place Quickie episode. I'm Dan Hill.
And I'm Jenny Hill.
And today we thought that we would do these episodes
to cover interesting facts, characters, and stories that surround the infamous Melrose Place television series.
Right. So whenever a character leaves, we're going to do a quickie and send them off right.
Right.
And so, give you a little backstory.
So our first quickie has to do with one of our favorite characters, Miss Sandy Louise Harling, played by Amy Locane.
Good old Amy Locane. And you know what? I remember her as a kid. Well, I don't remember her at all as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I was watching as a child. But when we watched it again when we moved out here, I sort of remembered her, but watching it now, I really liked her.
I did too. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
The beginning, like her that crazy southern accent was a little too much in the first few episodes.
Yeah.
But I think her character really started to grow on you. She became like the beautiful girl next door. Mm-hmm. And I really liked the storylines with Sandy and them. So I was kind of bummed when, you know, she left the show.
I thought she was sort of a victim of maybe some bad writing, and just bad like development. I feel like they tried to make her character so many different things from episode to episode
that just they didn't work.
Yeah, they didn't work, so they'd have to scrap it. And then, because like sometimes she would sort of seem like conniving, and sometimes she would be sweetheart.
Yeah, and I guess you can only reinvent the same character so many times.
Right.
Especially at this stage in the game. I think as we get a little bit more into the series, these characters are going to take so many crazy twists and turns that it really wouldn't have mattered with Sandy. But I think you're right. And I did a little bit of digging into this. It's really difficult to get the straight story on what exactly happened and why Sandy's departure happened. But I did find an article. It was like a screenshot of an article, and this website did not reference what paper this was from.
Mm-hmm.
But it basically just said that the writers had a different idea for Sandy, and that Amy Locane decided it was best to end her appearance on the series because she had better opportunities in film.
Really?
Which I think is just a way of just kind of gracefully saying I was cut from the show.
Right. So she was in 13 episodes. We don't really know much about the character, to be honest, other than, I mean, they gave her fair share of episodes where she was the main focus. We had the Paul episode where she met Paul on the street and they went on a date and he ended up being a sort of stalker.
Right. She had the episode where Jane got the abortion, where we really learned a lot about her backstory.
Right.
Coming from South Carolina and being like a beauty queen and thinking that she has to sleep her way to the top in order to get what she wants in life.
Right. And then they always referenced her and Jake used to be a thing.
Yeah.
And I think that just hurt them so much because then that meant, like, I guess they couldn't ever be a thing. And then we were talking about this earlier that, so she was on for 13 episodes. Joe shows up. She's already in the credits. And it's like, they were probably working on that while she was on the show.
Exactly. I mean, I think that they probably had a discussion in the writer's room and just saying, hey, you know, the Sandy character really isn't doing a lot for the storyline to, you know, develop it and move it forward. We need a different kind of character.
Yeah. And maybe she wasn't giving them what she wanted. Maybe that's why they kept reinventing her. And they were saying, like, look, we're not getting happy-go-lucky girl from you. Let's make you a little meaner in this episode. And then she couldn't give them the mean,
yeah,
you know?
That could be.
But who knows, you know?
Yeah, so let's learn a little bit about Amy Locane, the person.
Okay, so she was born in Trenton, New Jersey, raised by her mother. She was 10 years old when a local photographer spotted her and sent her picture to an agent in New York. That is such like a cookie cutter like,
way of getting discovered.
Yeah.
I was found in the mall.
Yeah. that's what everybody thinks. I mean, to her credit, she's gorgeous.
She's really stunning. She's a beautiful girl. And she did, you know, she looked great on screen.
Yeah. It says by the time she was 12, she had 50 commercials. Damn.
And by the way, we're getting all of this information off of IMDb, so feel free if you want to do a little bit of more research on Amy Locane. You can find some great stuff there.
Right. She won her first role in a film, Lost Angels, in 1989, where she starred opposite Donald Sutherland, he's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but I've got to tell you, my first experience with Amy Locane was in the film Crybaby, where she played opposite old Johnny Depp in the John Waters classic. And I don't know if you know this, but Dan and I are from Maryland.
Yeah, that take place in Baltimore.
John Waters is from Baltimore. He is a very famous director there. And they filmed that movie in Baltimore. It was kind of like, it was a big deal. So being from Baltimore, like, or you know, Maryland, Crybaby is a big deal. Hairspray is a big deal. He did Hairspray 2. And
I think my cousin Larry was in Crybaby as an extra.
I believe it. Yeah. It's a great movie, guys. It's a very good, like, cult classic.
I just remember she drinks, like, a cup of tears.
Yeah, she drinks Johnny Depp's tears.
It's so nasty. Crybaby.
But that was, I think, probably her big break.
Yeah. It says here, when she was 19, Aaron Spelling picked her to be in the original cast of Melrose Place. And IMDb credits the fallout to be that all the other actors were in their mid to late 20s. And Amy Locane was 19, so she was sort of the baby, and it just wasn't working. So 13 episodes, she got bounced. In 92, she looked for edgier roles in indie films. She played a supporting role to Maggie Gyllenhaal in Secretary.
Oh,
that's a great movie.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, it's a great movie. A
lot of nudity.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So she retired from films and moved back to her hometown.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Right. She married a local businessman and had two daughters. But I want to see more of what she did.
Well, School Ties was another big one. She was in that film as well.
Yeah. So Crybaby was her big break in 90. Then she did No Secrets, School Ties, then got Melrose Place 2 years after Crybaby. Oh, Airheads.
Yeah, I loved also, Airheads. You know what else I read? That she played opposite Brendan Fraser twice as his girlfriend. In Airheads and I think in School Ties.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
School Ties is the one where like he pretends he's not Christian.
Is Michael J. Fox in that one?
No, that's Family Ties. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Criminal Hearts, Going All the Way. I haven't heard of any of these.
Yeah, so I
seen a movie called Bong Water. Touched by an Angel in 99.
That's a big television series back in the day.
Then The Secretary in 2002. Then, you know, it's sort of TV movies. And a short, and her last credit is a short called Coffee.
But she effectively left the business in 2006. And I did read that she did some amateur work and did some community theater in the Trenton, New Jersey area. But unfortunately, a tragedy did befall Amy Locane. And really, this is what I think she's going to be most defined for.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
In New Jersey, she was charged with
vehicular manslaughter.
Right.
So just reading some of these articles, it seems that her and her husband were out and they drank a little bit. She got behind the wheel of a car. And I don't recall what, like, I think it was like 50. She was going like 50 something in a 35
in 2010.
Miles per hour zone in 2010. And a 60-year-old woman was turning into her own driveway, going like 4 miles per hour or something. And unfortunately, Amy slammed into her car, killing the woman and really badly injuring her husband.
Yeah. She served a lot of time.
Actually, Dan, she didn't.
81 days? That's a lot.
For killing somebody?
That's a lot.
And, well, I know, of course, it wasn't intentional. It was vehicular manslaughter. And it was because she was drinking. But, I mean, actually, she was sentenced for 3 years, only served, I think, 2 years. And then she had to go back. Like, she was called back to prison because people thought that that sentence was too light.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that this, you know, this traumatic event, it's something that's just going to follow her forever. Her and her husband have since gotten a divorce after the accident. And, I mean, I'm sure that she's just tortured for, you know, this awful mistake. And this poor family lost their mother, their grandmother, this poor woman lost her life over it. And I'm sure that their family is just, you know, just broken up over all of this.
Right. The judge ended up lowering the maximum sentence, citing that the hardship on Locaine's two young children, one has a serious medical and mental disability. The defense went into detail about how her sick child was deteriorating physically and psychologically since the actress incarceration. And how a prolonged sentence would make it worse. So that helped her to not serve the whole thing.
Yeah, so the accident happened in 2010. I think she served in 2013, and this has been in the news recent as October of 2016. So I think it's something that's like ongoing, and there'll probably be appeals and probably be like all like some more court cases brought on by the victims' families. But that is kind of where Amy Locaine is now, unfortunately. Our beautiful, sweet Sandy really had a terrible ending.
Yeah, it's sad.
All the way around. I mean, the saddest thing of all is a woman lost her life. And,
right.
I mean, just turning into her driveway, just, you know, a regular day, and she just gets slammed into. How do you live with yourself after that?
It's got to be really, really tough. Really, really tough. But we, you know, it goes to show, you know, not everyone is untouchable. You know, these actors are just like you and me. We make mistakes, and
they're not impervious to the things that can happen out in the real world. And just being responsible when you're that's luckily we have Uber these days, so if you're gonna drink, just go in an Uber.
Yeah, take an Uber or stay in and watch Melrose Place.
Do that
or listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Amy? Like, I'll give her a grade from a letter grade, A being the best, F being the worst, on her time on Melrose Place.
I give Amy a C+.
C+.
I think that she really helped to kick off the series. And I think that she served a purpose. She was the pretty young blonde. And I liked getting to know her. But I think that now we've opened up for some more volatile characters to come in, mm-hmm. which I think really is what Melrose Place was known for.
I give her a B because I was super attracted to her. And still one of my favorite episodes thus far is the Paul episode.
The stalking episode.
Yeah, that was a good one. Awesome. That was an awesome episode.
Well, I think that your preferences will change as we go on, but
oh, yeah.
I will say to date, that was probably one of the most juicy episodes we've seen.
Yeah, so thank you, Amy Locaine, for kicking off Melrose Place for us. Sad to see you go.
And thank you guys for listening.
As always, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Melrose Pod. You can email us, melrosepod@gmail.com, and give us a little rate and review on iTunes while you're at it.
Yeah, do that. And that was our Melrose Place quickie.